Hi, we're going to begin our discussion on measurement by looking at the length scale of the universe. We're really going to start out looking at, say, the average human who's 1 to 2 meters in height, and then we're going to look at things that are smaller and things that are larger. So if we went to a factor of 100 smaller, we'd be at 10 to the minus 2 meters, okay, or a penny. Okay, a penny is actually more like 2 centimeters, but it's on the scale of 10 to the minus 2 meters. Similarly, if we drop by another factor of 100, we get to the 10 to the minus 4 meter range, just a tenth of a millimeter. Okay, we get to the thickness of 1 or 2 pieces of paper. And then another factor of 100, we get to 10 to the minus 6 meters, and now we're at the wavelength of visible light. Well, okay, visible light is roughly half that length, but you get the idea. Now, when we go from 10 to the minus 6 meters down to 10 to the minus 8 meters, suddenly we're talking about viruses and large sort of macromolecules, things like hemoglobin, DNA. So these are really big functional molecules in biological organisms. If we go another factor of 100 to 10 to the minus 10 meters, also known as an angstrom, we talk about small molecules. So now we're talking about oxygen, nitrogen, carbon monoxide, all those sorts of things. And then finally, if we go all the way down to 10 to the minus 15 meters, so a factor of 10 to the fifth, 100,000 smaller than the size of a small molecule, or you could even say an atom, we finally get to the nucleus of the atom. So all the protons, all the neutrons, they're confined in that really small region. And if you want to think about it, you could argue that that's really what the actual size of a black hole is at the core is this really small thing. Now, if you went the other direction from a human and you went up to, say, 100 meters or 10 to the 2 meters, you're talking about the length of a football field. Again, it's a scale length. It doesn't have to be exact. We're really talking about, you know, a football field being 100 yards long, and that's just a little less than 100 meters. If you go another factor of 100, you get to 10 to the 4 meters, excuse me, or 10 kilometers, and now you're talking about the length of Bloomington Normal from north to south, from Veterans on the south side to the interstate on the north side. But you're also talking about the diameter of a neutron star. So imagine the mass of 3 or 4 of our sun, but all confined to a volume that's basically the diameter of Bloomington Normal, and you'd have a neutron star. Go another factor of 100, you get 10 to the 6 meters. Well, when I first made these slides up, Yugoslavia was having a civil war. Well, it's no longer Yugoslavia. Now it's Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia. It's been broken up. But another way to think about it is that's the distance from, say, Normal, Illinois to Baltimore or Dallas. I mean, we're really not talking about a huge distance, and now they've broken up into multiple countries. So if we were to go another factor of 100, we leave our planet. We end up at 10 to the 8th meters, and that's a quarter of the way to the moon. Okay? It takes not quite a day to travel that distance. It's also the radius of Saturn. That gives you an idea of how far away the moon is from us, or alternatively, how big Saturn really is. And it's the distance light travels in a third of a second. We can go 10 to the 10 meters, so another factor of 100, and we've gone way past the moon, and we're basically a sixth of the distance from the sun to Mercury. The distance light travels in 33 seconds. Just for our own interest, it takes light about 8.5 minutes to get from the sun to the Earth. Okay? Now, if we go to 10 to the 12 meters, we're talking about the distance from the sun to halfway between Jupiter and Saturn, or a sixth of the way to Pluto. Okay, that's one light hour. It takes light 1 hour to travel from the sun to halfway between Jupiter and Saturn. Now, we stop going by powers of 100 and go by powers of 10,000 when we make the jump to 10 to the 16 meters. But that's because even at 10 to the 16 meters, you're only a quarter of the way to the nearest star. That's a light year. Okay? Light takes a year to travel that far. Okay? If you go to 10 to the 20 meters, you're talking about all of a sudden a third of the way to the center of our galaxy. 10,000 light years. Okay, one of the things you can see is that by changing things by a factor of 100, okay, and there's a few steps we made where we did it by a factor of 10,000, but you could just add a few extra steps, you can see that we can change length scales really quickly. Okay, at 10 to the 22 meters, we're talking 10 times the diameter of the Milky Way. And that's still only half the way to the Andromeda Galaxy, okay, the next big galaxy in our local group of galaxies, although it's six times the way to the Magellanic Clouds, which are two small galaxies that hang around our Milky Way. Well, jumping from 10 to the 22, it turns out going to 10 to the 24 meters, that's roughly the distance to the next cluster of galaxies. So galaxies actually come in clusters. So in our what's called the local group, there's the Milky Way and Andromeda, and then seems that I recall 25 to 30 other little galaxies hanging around. Okay, but then the next sort of big cluster of galaxies is 100 million light years away. In other words, if you look out and you see light coming from those galaxies, you're seeing light that left those galaxies when dinosaurs were still on the Earth. If we go to 10 to the 26 meters, we're talking 10 billion light years, 10,000 million light years, if you want to say it that way. It's considered a third to half the age of the universe when I recorded these slides. And one of the things I want to do is leave that number because time and length scales have been refined since I first created these slides. And it's now estimated that the age of the universe is more like only about 12 billion years. So think 12 billion light years. But it hasn't changed that much. A factor of two when you're doing physics isn't that much, and you'll notice that on most of these slides, I figured if I was within a factor of two for the scale, we're pretty much dead on. Okay, when we come back in the next talk, I'm going to start talking about the scientific method and what it is that scientists actually try to do. Thank you.